Leela's reading of this lovely poem of Mary Oliver, the American poet. She is kind of one of the adopted saints in the Dharma movement, along with Rumi and Bob Dylan. And as you just heard, she finishes on this precious one line. What are you going to do with your one wild and precious life? It's rather lovely. Now, of course, the Buddhists would say only one. Well, anyway. So I'd just like to take a few minutes, but firstly, a little update. Yesterday, we spoke to you about the lovely way of Tovana, of the offerings and the acts of generosity. And I know for many, many of you here, it's your first time, your first retreat, and probably first time in such a way of working and of mutual support. And just I asked a little bit with regard to the how things are flowing in terms of the donations and the dana for the support of the course, and just generally looking over the figures, the support has been really exceptional and wonderful, and currently it's around 85% as far as I can see from the figures that has come in to cover the total running cost. So, to put it in another way, we're nearly there. I mean, it could have been, you know, 25% or 50%. So it's actually up in the last little section. And I'm not very good at maths. I left school rather at the age of 15, somewhat inspired by the statement of George Bernard Shaw, the great writer and Irish writer and author, who commented, and I've taken it to heart, and the only time I stopped learning was when I went to school. And so as we explore our one wild and precious life, and just thinking of what the general figures were, to put it in a very simple way, if everyone here gave 100 shekels, we would cover the entire cost, roughly. There. Or to put it in another way, around 4 or 5 lattes and croissants would cover it. So the table is there. The donation box is there, and if you, kindly, we love to make up that last little bit. If it's possible, that would be precious. And of course, one huge thank you, because I know you've dug very deeply into your pockets and you've given very kindly and generously, and our appreciation and our gratitude is huge. Just as Leela was speaking to you a little bit about the daily life situation, the transition from here to wherever you may be going at this time. And as we've said a few times, the four of us as teachers over the days together, that it's an exploration, it's a journey, it's a path, it's an inquiry. And we work from the grassroots upwards. We work in a spirit of women and men sharing and cooperating together, and it's reflected a little bit in two women, two male teachers. It's reflected in not coming from, as religion, including Buddhism, can come from, these are things to believe, and then everything hangs on a few concepts. And that rather top-heavy, hierarchical, male, sometimes view, we say there's another way to look deeply and profoundly. to touch upon the real spiritual areas of life, to see what it is to be human in this world. And that requires from us a lot of sharing. And all of us, the four teachers, have been very, very touched, both in the groups and in the inquiries and in the one-to-ones, at the depth of openness and the depth of sharing of some very deep, deep things over the time that we're here. And yesterday evening, the good staff and the teachers had a meeting together. Do we finish just this side of midnight or just the other? But around the midnight hour. And I think, as you know, there were 110 people, yogis, practitioners, 10 staff, is it 10 staff? And 4 teachers, 124 people. Nobody left. One or two people had to leave early, and we knew that, and that was agreed and understood. Nobody left. And I think it shows the commitment, the feeling of something precious and beautiful taking place, the feeling that it's challenging at times and difficult and intense, the feeling at times of it's open and very, very supportive. Everybody stayed with it. Credit to you all. And I think in such spirits, in such a connection through the waves of the tears and the pain and the frustrations and the anguish and the happiness and the joys and the insights, how important and how precious it is that people can really cooperate and support and listen to each other, as we did with many, many meetings and the groups, the one-to-ones and the teachings and sharing that's gone on. And everybody is part of the team. The managers are doing their practice, the teachers, we're doing our practice, you are doing your practice, and between them, and the staff, and the cooks are doing their practice. And all of that, we work together, because it's a liberation movement. It's a movement for awakening of the heart. It's a movement of exploration and inquiry. And we endeavour in our own small but very committed ways to stay true with it. It can bring the best out of us. And that's our great, huge potential. In the daily life, I'd just like to take a couple of minutes just to speak to the international level there. And just after breakfast, we set out a table, and as I mentioned to you, a little bit of the filming of some of the talks has been taking place. So I've carried the first of the DVDs. I'm becoming a salesman for my non-self, I hope. And so the very first ones have been made by Nadama, who looks after the website. So we put a few out on the table there. So this is the first time in Nadama spent hours preparing, days getting it, training and editing and putting things together, and he's put some photographs of me looking younger. From what it's got to do with anything, I don't know, but he thought, oh, people might like to see you. So you can always leap over that there. But we've also made some CDs as well on different topics and themes from previous retreats. And the other nice thing which has been done as well, with the cooperation of various friends, that on the website, which is in my name, there are now more than 60 talks, and they can just be, any of them can be completely downloaded freely. And it's just kind of part of the service there. So your good support, if you do buy any of the CDs and DVDs, it helps to give a bit of support to the Dharma, who does mountains of work with all of this. It gives also myself a little bit of support. And also we have a lovely, lovely school in Buddh Gaya, with 560 of the poorest children in the village, and it's supported by our friends and Tovana and sister networks elsewhere, and the CDs and DVDs. We also giving support for the school as well. Just on the international, just making reference to India, it's nice to see a shower of hands going up when I asked how many people have been to India. And of course, I wonder what the rest of you have been doing with your life. But anyway, I just saying to one person this morning, I took my daughter to India when she was 5 months old. I wanted her to get off to a good start in life there. And my parents were horrified. How can you take our granddaughter, 5 months old, to India? And I said to them, very simple answer, do you know how many babies there are in India? So with our India program, we have the Buddh Gaya retreat this year, the 35th year of the annual retreat in the Thai monastery. It's very, very simple, basic environment. Some of you here, including teachers, know it well. And one 10-day retreat with Radha, who's a lovely teacher from Australia. She and I have been friends for a long time. She's known me since my monk days, so that's like 35 years ago. And from the first 10-day retreat, there's a 2nd-day retreat with Radha and I. And in Tiruvannamalai, this is the ashram area of Ramana Maharshi, she'll be there for a week in January. And of course, there's Jaya and Gemma. Some of you will know wonderful teachers who have been here to Israel, and they have a full program. So on the opendharma.org website, you can see the India program, the BuddhGayaRetreats.org website. And with our retreats in Buddh Gaya, and the program in Tiruvannamalai, and in Saranath for the Dharma gathering there, it's like here. It's all run totally on the donations. Everything is just completely run on that. And like here, it just comes together and we provide the information for people, and people's kindness and support just help it to happen in that way from 1 year to the next there. And like here, giving support here to the kibbutz, and in Buddh Gaya to the Thai monastery where we have the retreat, and to the Thai monastery in Saranath, which is the place where the Buddha first gave his teachings there. There's the, you'll see on the table there, there's the Dharma Facilitators Program. We have them in the form of workshops these days in Britain. Have a residential one in Germany, and that's been running now for some 7 years there. And about 30 people in the DFP, and about half the group have been in it for 7 years. They've become very good friends. Some are teaching and doing wonderful forms of Dharma service. And the new series is starting up here very soon. And with Stephen and Leela and myself, and there are about 30 people who have registered. And this Dharma Facilitators Program is for those people who have had 2-3 years of Dharma practice, have a great love and commitment to the Dharma, and have some real experiences through retreats, of course, and other programs and activities. And then there's ongoing regular meetings that take place. Also, we have the Living Dharma program, and it's a simple program, again, based on the Dharma. And I invited probably 25, 28 people who are seniors in there, at least had 5 or 10 years of practice. Some of them are teachers and organizers and managers. And it's to give support to people who are rather new to the Dharma world, and so they have opportunity to have a mentor. So sometimes in the daily life situation, people feel the need for some support, and the simple agreement is that there are a couple of email exchanges every month, and the person, the practitioner, the yogi, she or he can email to the mentor, maybe questions about daily life, questions about practice, about Four Noble Truths, Eightfold Path, or whatever. The mentor responds, and the relationship and the communication that develops over a year. So in the livingdharma.info, and you'll see the small A4 sheet of paper about that there. We also have internationally various retreats that are going on, and people still doing lots of practice, going to India, to Burma there, and I met some years ago with Aung San Suu Kyi, who's imprisoned under house arrest for many, many years, a really wonderful Vipassana meditator. She received the Nobel Prize for her commitment to support the people of Burma. And, of course, she's in quiet and sustained protest against this dreadful military regime. And she feels that tourism will only benefit the regime, tourism. But she's very supportive of people who go to Burma, to the monasteries, to do practice. And she feels that really is a really worthwhile reason to go to Burma. And there's some very great practices going on in Burma, some great strong and quietly determined practices with teachers. And similarly in Thailand, Sri Lanka. So also in the West, as well in Europe, United States, and one of the events that we have, and this is from July the 30th for 10 days every year, is the Dharma Yatra. And Yatra means walk, it means pilgrimage, and somewhere between 100 to 150 people make the walk, and there are four or five of us who teaching on the walk, Elia, and the crew team, managing team here has been with us a number of times and teaching and facilitating groups, etc. And with the Dharma Yatra that takes place, we walk in the silence, single file, and everybody is invited, from the smallest babies to old people. Everything run totally on the dana again, and people, we just put out the bucket or the bowl, and just people put in, and it just helps to cover the costs for everything. And a small team of people help to set up the whole program, which includes walking the walk, meeting with the mayors in the villages of France to say, look, can you find a field for us, a campsite, a place? And sometimes we're by the river, and sometimes we're on a disused football field in the summer, and sometimes we're in a park, or they put us in a camping site, or wherever it might be. And we have this beautiful walk, nearly always along tracks there, and usually about 3 hours in the morning, and maybe an hour or two in the afternoon with sittings, talks, question and answers, and music and poetry and theatre and lovely storytelling and all sorts of things which go on with the 10 days. And it's very, very international there. And I have to say, many relationships are formed out of it, I have to say. So it's a kind of combination of a pilgrimage and a Dharma partner forming agency. Sometimes we hear heavy breathing in the tent. We assume it's pranayama. And so there's a lot of love and care and support and various practices. You're around body sensations, I understand. And so we do this every year. I think it'd be probably ninth, tenth year, I can't remember, with the Dharma Yatra in the southern part of France. And have the dharmayatra.org website, and you'll see the all the information. And of course, some time to time, people from Israel, internationally, and I also, of course, regularly speak about lovely programs that are taking place here. And I think that international spirit is very precious. It's extremely important, and it's one of the most important aspects. It tends to help break down this human problem of stereotyped images. And it's a really profound problem in our species, in our humanity. And once one's been to places and connected and listened and talked with people, all that media stereotyping, and Israel is very much subjected to this and other people, it just starts to break away. And one actually feels with people and the issues of people and the anguish and the problems of people. And we learn to distinguish people from government policies and military actions. We see people, whether people are in work, or people are in uniform, or people who are sons and daughters and mothers and fathers and friends and families. We see people. And out of people, love will come. From seeing people, compassion will come, care will come. It won't come from stereotypes. It's an image, it's a picture, and they must crash. And it's part of our duty and our responsibility for them to crash. We must stop stereotyping Palestinians and Gazans and Hamas and Arabs and the West and America and the English and the French. We've got to break out of these stereotypes and really listen and connect. And out of that, human potential can emerge. Human love can emerge. Human connectedness and intimacy can emerge. Everything is possible. We're infinite beings. We're not finite, small creatures. Infinite potential. We have to use it and trust it and believe in it and respond to it. It's a huge undertaking, and it's part of the task of Tovana and part of the task of each and every one to remind each other of our infinite capacity for change. You know, the change, the beautiful analogy that was given of to the butterfly. What do you think it's called?
Grasshopper.
Eh?
Grasshopper.
Eh? What's it called from the butterfly? What's the caterpillar? From the caterpillar to the butterfly, we go, wow, how does that happen? That change is small in comparison to what human beings can change to. It's a small change to what we are potential. Our potential for change, our potential for transformation, it's a precious one in the nature. And it's a reminder, wow, our potential. What are we going to do with our one wild and precious life? That's what we're concerned with. That's what we're deeply interested in. And that's where communication and meditations and silence and inquiry and engagement and fearlessness, all of that's part of that exploration. Precious it is. It's a beautiful thing to be. To be engaged in. Anything like to say, Iran? Very welcome. I'll pass over. more than enough from me.
איזה דברים מלאי השראה, השורה הזאת, השינוי בין גולם לפרפר הוא כלום לעומת פוטנציאל השינוי שיש לבן אדם. והגלים האלה של ההשראה משתלבים בתוך רגשות. כל כך מדהים אותי כל פעם מחדש ברגעים האלה שאנחנו קוראים להם סיום, סוף של ריטריט. כל כך הרבה רגשות ואמוציות שעולים, מתערבבים, דברים הפוכים. אני במה שאני אנסה לעשות ממש כשני משפטים, אני קודם כל מאוד רוצה להתייחס למקום הזה ולכאן הזה שלנו, שממנו אנחנו יוצאים. בתהליך הזה שאנחנו קוראים לו ריטריט, אנחנו לאט לאט, בלי שאנחנו ממש מבחינים בכך, האור מתקלף. בתוך השקט, הדממה, בתוך המעטפת שאנחנו מהווים ביחד, אחד אל השני, אנחנו לא כל כך מבחינים כמה אנחנו חשופים, פתוחים, רגישים. את הזמן הזה של סוף הריטריט והיציאה הביתה, הימים הראשונים אפילו, לקחת נורא נורא בעדינות. נורא נורא בעדינות. אם בתוך הימים האלה קיבלנו כל מיני החלטות נורא נורא גדולות של שינוי חיים, לעזוב את העבודה, הבעל, לנסוע להודו, לחכות עם זה יומיים, לא לקבור את זה, אבל לתת לדברים קצת לרדת, לצנוח ולראות מה צומח מבפנים. במפגש בבית, אם יש להיות בהירים, אולי יש לנו צורך בעוד קצת שקט, עוד קצת זמן עם עצמנו, לתקשר את איפה שאנחנו. אין צורך מיד לרוץ אל כל האימיילים, אל כל הדברים, לנסות לסכם את כל הריטריט, טלפונים וכולי. לאט, בעדינות. ואם המערכת הרגשית קצת סוערת, אין צורך להיבהל מזה. זה טבעי. זה קורה לפעמים. אם יש איזשהו צורך באיזושהי תמיכה, אתם מאוד מוזמנים להרים טלפון. בתוך הנושא של התרגול היומיומי, של הדרך בתוך החיים, נאמרו כאן הרבה מאוד דברים מאוד מאוד חשובים, ואני יודע שכל אחד לקח מתוך הדברים, לקח דברים שנגעו בו וחשובים לו. אני מאוד רוצה בתוך הדברים האלה מאוד להדגיש את המקום של התרגול היומי. מי שהדברים נוגעים בו, מדברים אליו, שואל את עצמו את השאלה שכל כך הרבה מכם שאלו ביומיים האחרונים, אבל מה קורה בבית? איך עושים את זה בבית? תרגול יומי הוא משהו שמאוד מאוד תומך בכך. לקבל את ההחלטה הנחושה, כמו שלילה אמרה קודם, לפחות לשלושה שבועות, כדי ליצור את ההרגל, לבחור את הזמן ביום, את המקום. שחרר את הציפיות. אי אפשר לדעת איך תהיה החוויה. אני רוצה ש... אבל למה זה לא כמו בריטריט? פשוט לתת לרוטינה הזה להתפתח בפנים. לרוטינה של קבוצת ישיבה. רוטינות כאלה שבתוך היומיום שלנו תומכות, מזכירות את התהליך. מישהי אמרה לי הבוקר שהיא מרגישה זכות גדולה על הזמן להיות כאן, על הפגישה שהייתה לה בפעם הראשונה לפגוש את כריסטופר, להקשיב לו. נורא נורא הזדהיתי. אני מרגיש זכות גדולה ועונג גדול להיות כאן. לפגוש כל אחד ואחת מכם. להיות שותף. בדרך יותר פעילה או פחות, לתהליך, לחקירה, לחיפוש, לבדיקה. להיות עם כריסטופר, רני, לילה. להיות עם הצוות הנפלא שלנו ש... אני מרגיש המון המון תודה. רוצה להביע אותה בשם כולנו. הדרך שבה אפשרתם, צוות המטבח, אילן ונורית וטל וזב, אילנה, יערית, אליה, יום יום בשעות האלה לחזור אל המטבח, והאוכל, האוכל מלא האהבה הזה מחכה לנו. מאפשר לנו, תומך בנו. אורית, סתי, המנהלים העיקרים, אבא ואמא, כל האנשים היקרים מתובנה שתרמו לאורך כל הדרך עוד הרבה לפני שהריטריט הזה קרה, בצד השני של המסך של האימיילים ששלחתם, להכין את רשימות המזון, לארגן את המתנדבים. סתי יספר לנו תכף קצת יותר על העמותה ועל אנשים שהיו שותפים ושותפים. וכל אחד ואחת מכם. תודה.
טוב, עכשיו אני רוצה להגיד כמה מילים. היה לי ממש... התרגשות גדולה, מיליון רגעים שאי אפשר לחזור עליהם, אבל אם אנחנו עכשיו הולכים הביתה, עוד מעט, עוד כמה שעות, ואם באיזשהו אופן תרצו לזכור אותי, הייתי רוצה שתזכרו אותי דרך שני דברים. דבר אחד, זה התשובה הפרטית שלי לשאלה של כריסטופר, Who I am. התשובה שלי זה I am a misfit. A misfit. I don't fit and I'm not supposed to fit. והתשובה השנייה שלי זה שכשאנחנו מתרגלים בבית a straight back, אז לא להתבלבל בין living with a straight back and living within a straitjacket. We're not supposed to live within a straitjacket, and straitjackets come in many, many, many ways. Find the way your jacket comes in and get out of it.
Thank you.